Last week, we spoke about the origins of seeing war as somehow related to the beginning of Geula. It's a prominent theme in Milchemet Gog u'Magog, as well as the Gemara in Megillah, which identifies wars as the beginning of the Geula process. Based on that, my wife asked me, is it possible that we're in the Geula now? Is it possible that that this is all part of the Geula, or that we can anticipate that the Geula is now coming? So there are a number of questions in identifying the exactly what the Geula will look like and how exactly it will happen. The first of those questions might be, is the Geula contingent upon Klal Yisrael all doing tshuva, repenting, returning to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Will the Geula be some sort of supernatural experience like we had in the past with Yitziat Mitzrayim, or will it be a natural experience? Those are topics that perhaps we could address at a later time. I want to focus just today on discussing the order of the Geula to get a sense for perhaps what we're experiencing now in the broader context, as well as what we can anticipate still to come. So a question on the order of the Geula, which has been debated, especially recently, but historically as well, is whether or not we need Mashiach to come in order to see the Geula as having started. Probably the clearest source for that concept is the Rambam in Hilchot Melachim. The Rambam there says that Ben David, the Mashiach, he will come, and what he'll do is he'll ingather the exiles, and then he will build the Beit HaMikdash, institute the kingship. Then he will build the Beit HaMikdash, and that is the Geula. That would seem to imply that we can't have a Geula without Mashiach. So to insinuate that now we have started the Geula process, as some Rabbanim, many Rabbanim, seem to believe, and as many of us say in Tefillah, perhaps in different formulations, Etchalta de Geula or Reshit Smichat Geula Teinu, that's a tremendous difficulty in seeing this time period as the Geula or part of it, if it's necessary that Mashiach come first and then basically usher in the Geula. Now, the issue with that approach is that the Rambam himself, in the very next parak, I believe it's Yud Bet, says that when it comes to the order of the Geula, what will happen first and what second and what last, we don't have a clear, exact tradition. And while what he expressed in previous prakim is, to the best of his knowledge, how we anticipate it happening, ultimately we'll only know when it happens. So based on the Rambam alone, it's difficult to conclusively prove that we're not in the Geula because the Mashiach hasn't yet come, since the Rambam himself later on says the actual order to the Geula, we're only going to know when it happens. Now, the Gemara in Megillah that we quoted last week actually does give us the clearest indication of what to anticipate. There, the Gemara says, when it asks about the Shemona Esrei, it says, why is Gal Yisrael the seventh bracha? As we mentioned, it's because the Geula will happen in the Shemitah year. We said, won't the Geula only happen after the Shemitah year and the wars will happen in the seventh year in the Shemitah year? We answered that the wars are part of the Geula. The Gemara doesn't actually stop there. It then goes on through the ninth bracha and until the end of the Shemona Esrei, identifying how actually each bracha was enacted, established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola in the order that the Geula will take place. So, keeping that in mind, we can learn a tremendous amount just by going over the order of the Shemona Esrei. So, after Gaal Yisrael, so we have the bracha for Refuah. Immediately afterward, you have you have the bracha on livelihood, mevarech hashanim, and that is about produce and plenty and livelihood. Now, that's very significant because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which discusses whether or not we require tshuva in order to have the geula, concludes that Gemara by saying, all of that being said, there is a sign that the geula is here. We can discuss in theory how we think it might happen, will happen, won't happen. But at the end of the day, there is a sign that just tells us clearly that the geula is here. And that is Eretz Yisrael will have an extended period of time without any fruit, without tremendous amount of produce. And then when the land starts giving its produce again, we'll know that the geula is here. The lashon of the Gemara there, the wording of the Gemara is Ein lecha keitz migula mizeh. There is no clearer sign of the end of days of the geula than this, than the land giving its fruit. So it makes sense that the next stage after the milchama, which is etchalta the geula, the next stage of the geula process is mevarech hashanim, right, where we get our livelihood and our produce back to the land of Israel in plenty. What's the next bracha? Right, the next bracha is mekabetz nidchei amo Yisrael. What's mekabetz nidchei amo Yisrael? Me'arba kanfot ha'aretz, from the four corners of the world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will ingather the exiles. All of Klal Yisrael scattered around the world will come back to Israel. In which case, we have Milchamot, and that's the beginning of the Geula. Then we have Mevarech HaShanim, and that's the produce, which is the Ein Lecha Keitz Megula Mizeh. And then we have Kibbutz Galiot, everything following its order. The next bracha is Hashiva Shofteinu, and that's the re-implementation of the court system and the Sanhedrin. So what we're anticipating, once we finish with the Kibbutz Galiot, unclear what exactly finishing looks like, whether that means a majority, which we're relatively close to, or whether that means all of Klal Yisrael or a majority of each Shevet, whatever it means, when we finish the Kibbutz Galiot, it would seem that the next stage is Hashiva Shofteinu, the re-implementation of the Sanhedrin that sat in Yerushalayim that we had during the first and the second Batei Mikdash. Gemara goes on to say, once you have the Sanhedrin, you're able to accomplish two things. You're able to judge the Rishayim. Those who are wicked, those who are sinners, who went without judgment, can be judged. And that's Vilam al-Shinim. And then ultimately, you can elevate the Tzadikim through their righteousness. Because once you can identify who are the Rishayim, you can identify who the true Tzadikim are. And that's the next bracha in the Shmona Esrei. What comes after that? After that is Uvnei Yerushalayim. What's Uvnei Yerushalayim speaking about? The building that's going to take place in Yerushalayim, that's the Beit HaMikdash. The construction in Yerushalayim, that is the construction of the Beit HaMikdash. In which case, in the order of things, perhaps right now we're experiencing Kibbutz Galiot as we hover right around 48-49% of the Jewish population in Eretz Yisrael. Milchamot we have certainly had, and Peirot, the produce coming back, we have certainly had. It seems that now we're in a stage of Kibbutz Galiot. When we complete this stage, we'll go on to the Sanhedrin, the judging of the Rishayim and of the Tzadikim, then we will have the Beit HaMikdash. Interesting to mention, up until this point, we haven't yet seen the Mashiach. But the next bracha after Uvnei Yerushalayim is Etzemach David. Etzemach David, the descendant of David, HaMelech, that is the Mashiach. It seems to be that the Mashiach only comes after the building of the Beit HaMikdash, at least as far as the order that the Shemona Esrei tells, as implemented by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Then you have Shema Kolenu, and only afterward you have V'techazena. What is V'techazena talking about? V'techazena nena b'shuv chalatzion berachamim. V'techazena is speaking about the Shechina, Kadosh Baruch Hu's divine presence, returning to Eretz Yisrael. And this is a point that I think in real time will confuse and frustrate a lot of Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's absolutely critical that we identify what we should be anticipating now. We have Kibbutz Galiot, we have the Sanhedrin, we even build the Beit HaMikdash, and yet we don't have the Mashiach. much of Klal Yisrael is going to assume that this isn't the Geula, this is just a farce. This is something that Klal Yisrael is creating that God is not signing off on. Then we're going to have the Mashiach. But here's the problem. We still don't have the Shekhinah. So what might people think? What might people say? The Beit HaMikdash is not the real Beit HaMikdash. Where is the Shekhinah? The Mashiach, maybe he's not even the real Mashiach. Where is the Shekhinah? If you look carefully at the Shemona Esrei, what you'll notice is the Shekhinah only comes afterward. And it seems, based on the order of things, that bringing the Geula each and every stage is really on us to complete. Once we do our job to the fullest, every stage, we have the Beit HaMikdash, we have the Mashiach, we have the Sanhedrin, we have Kibbutz Galiot, only then can we anticipate the Shekhinah coming. A bulk of the work, if not all of the work, leading up to the Shekhinah returning to us is actually incumbent upon Klal Yisrael. So are we in the Geula? It certainly seems so, but we still may have a ways to go.